Hey, what's going on? It's the Ralphie Radio Show, and I am backstage right now hanging out with Miss Selena Gomez. Selena, thank you for the time. I appreciate
it. Of course, thank you.
When the Sun Goes Down, her album out in stores now, and the next single, Love You Like a Love Song, which we're going to chat about in just a little bit. You know, it's making that transition from TV and film to music is tough. A lot of people try to do it, and now you're three albums deep. Last single was your highest charting yet. What do you attribute the success to thus far?
Probably my fans, definitely. And I just think my whole team around me has definitely helped me make the right decisions into having a good transition.
But as far as like in the studio, because I mean, obviously you have, of course, a great deal of fan support, but you know, they need something to support. So as far as, you know, creating the music.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel like I get more and more confident with each record, and I'm getting older, so it's obviously fun to explore that a little bit, and I got to work with different producers, but I also work with the same producers that have been with me since my first album that have kind of helped me go into a direction of an older kind of vibe.
Like I mentioned, Who Says, your highest charting single to date. It's such a small world because Priscilla Renee's grandmother lives in Niagara Falls, where I'm from, and so her and I have become pretty good friends. She co-wrote the track. Yeah. She was telling me, and this happens quite a big deal. That was one of the last ones to go on your album, right?
Yes, it was, actually. No, that one was the first one. I wasn't actually going to record an album. It was actually just going to be that song.
Oh.
But because of that feeling and that vibe we got from it, we just recorded the whole record.
You know, Priscilla mentioned, obviously, right away when you got the track, you were a pretty big fan of it because it all came together, she said, relatively quickly.
Yes, I do. I'm sure she told you there were a couple of artists that wanted the song, and as soon as I heard it, I sent her like this long email saying how much the song meant to me and how much I feel like it could mean to my fans, because I'm in the generation gap where you're kind of growing up, and I get to try to make a good impact on kids my age, I guess.
Selena Gomez here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Going back to the success that you've had now on the music side of things, the old adage is no press is bad press. Do you buy into that?
Not really.
So you don't think like anything else has played any type of role? Because, I mean, you're in the press for music, film, and other things quite a bit. People obviously like to talk about your personal life, whether it's their business or not.
That's always kind of been a part of it. I think that's a part of everybody's life when it comes to what business they kind of want to pursue, whether it is acting or singing. It just kind of comes with the job, I guess.
There's some other rumors going around, too. Are you a big Sex and the City fan, Selena, or no?
Yeah. Actually, my mom is probably more. I couldn't watch it when I was younger.
I was going to say, because you just turned 19.
So I wasn't allowed when it came out, so I kind of missed a lot, but I used to watch a couple of episodes.
I know it's tough to speak on tentative plans, but have you read anything about this prequel TV series and you getting the lead role as Charlotte?
That's all rumors.
All rumors for now?
I haven't been approached. It would definitely, I'm sure, be an honor, but I haven't been approached.
You're going to be at the VMAs as well presenting. And there's a rumor, another rumor, and this is the last one, I promise, about this Britney tribute with you and... Anything? No?
No. That would be cool too, but
right.
No.
All right, we'll talk about award shows a little more. Teen Choice Awards, you performed your latest single, Love You Like a Love Song. Talk about that song a little bit and how it came about.
Love You Like a Love Song was actually written by Tim and Antonina of Rock Mafia. They gave me my song naturally, and they've given me numerous songs before. This song was really sweet, and I just thought it was different and the right kind of step of where I want to go. It's more dancey, more fun, and it's very repetitive. That could be a good thing or a bad thing.
Isn't it? It looked like you had a fun time performing it too.
Yeah, it's fun. It doesn't leave your mind. It's a catchy song.
Wrapping up with Selena Gomez here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Okay, I know last year you got your high school diploma through homeschooling.
Yep.
And there's, you know, it was last winter I was talking with Miranda Cosgrove, and I know she's planning on college. Do you ever think about that, or is it just too crazy right now with everything else that you have going on?
At the moment, I'm of course always would be open to that, but at the moment I'm definitely enjoying where I'm at right now, and I'm having a great time touring and focusing on that.
Selena, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.